It's time for the Jabbercast. Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately. Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing, Big JD?
Doing okay.
Glad to hear that.
What's up? Uh-oh.
It sounds like you got some reverb or echo on your voice.
Maybe you have some on. It does sound like it. Do I have reverb on?
Let me see.
Hey.
No, he's got a B.B. King shirt on.
That's right. It's all about the blues.
Is it really?
Yeah. If I knew anything about it, it would be awesome.
The blues?
That's right.
1, 4, 5. That's all you got to know.
1, 4, 5.
Yes. How hard can it be? And I've seen some blues tunes that just stay on the 1.
1, 1, 1, 1, 1.
Exactly. Anyway, how are we doing, Big JD?
I'm doing pretty good, I got to say. My inversion table is really helping a lot.
Oh, inversion table. I got to get one of those.
It's pretty good, man.
Yeah, I bet it is.
Makes a huge difference in my sleep.
Wow.
I feel better at night, and I sleep really well. And yeah, you got reverb just cranked. Hey.
The only way I can get rid of it is...
Oh, you can't do it now? It's okay. Doesn't matter. Yeah, I can take it off later. It's going to be broadcast that way, but maybe makes me sound better. Hey.
Oh, you can take it off if I give you the GarageBand file.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're going to give me that anyway, right?
If you say so.
Well, of course. How else am I going to edit the show? Put it up for as a podcast for everyone to enjoy from www.thejabbercast.com.
That's not where they get the podcast, though, is it?
Oh, isn't it? They get it at the iTunes store.
Get it at the iTunes store, for sure.
But, of course, you can get it from the website as well. Once again, that's www.thejabbercast.com.
Okay. Anyway, what you been doing this week, Big JD?
It's... just the same old for me. You know, doing stuff.
Doing so stuff.
Yeah. I'm trying to keep busy, you know.
Do you feel like you're a productive member of society?
Absolutely.
Okay.
One of the biggest.
One of the biggest, what? Productive members of society?
Yeah.
You're not that big.
So, no.
Look at the pipes on that guy.
Whoa.
Are you going to the gym at all or
not right now?
Okay,
I'm getting ready to start that, so that'll be in the next I guess a couple weeks or something like that.
And you're going to Reno to do that?
Going to Reno again? Yeah,
Reno,
Nevada. Reno Perlin.
Oh, you're not Reno, actually Nevada. Going to Reno.
Speaking of Reno, you just got back from a trip, and this is our first show post Big White.
Post Big White.
He's got a Big White shirt on.
I do.
It's cool.
It's a very cool shirt. I love it. Yeah, Big White was awesome. It was tons of fun and did well. We didn't just go to Big White, but I went out west to visit my brother.
Mm-hmm. So what did you guys do with your brother? Just hang out, visit, or did you guys go out and do anything in particularly special?
In particularly?
Yeah. You like that? New word for the new age dictionary.
You're a lexicographer. Lexicon.
Leprechaun.
Well, when we were there, it was his birthday, so we celebrated his birthday. And
okay.
A couple days, actually. His birthday was on the Tuesday, but he works.
Happy birthday,
Tom.
Paul? Tom. Who's Paul?
Paul is a guy.
There's no Paul LaPont?
Well, I'll bet you there is.
So how old's your brother?
51.
Hmm.
Yeah, so...
Right, young age of 51.
Yeah. And then we left his house after his birthday on St. Patrick's Day. We went over to Big White for a couple of days. And then we came back. And then my brother and I did some wine touring.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Lots of wineries there. Very reminiscent of the Napa Valley in California.
So, and
What was I going to say? Is your brother a musician in any way? Did he ever play an instrument or anything like that?
He's got a set of $7,000 set of sonars in his basement.
So he plays drums, or he doesn't play drums?
Doesn't play drums.
No, why does he have them? Did you guys jam at all?
Oh yeah, that's how we got started. Tom lived at Dan's house, singer in my band, the band King Friday. It's not my band, and Tom had always had a set of drums. Mm-hmm. And he just played them sporadically, but then once he was with Dan, Dan started getting into playing guitar more often too, because Dan kind of was like Tom. He just had the guitar around and sort of knew how to play Smoke on the Water and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Then he started taking lessons. Dan started taking lessons, and they just started playing blues tunes, Chuck Berry songs, and which is good for.
So your brother can play.
He can play.
Yeah. So did you ever play with him? Did you play while you were there at all?
No, we didn't.
Didn't have any equipment. You didn't have guitar stuff there or anything.
No, I was going to bring my little pickup to go on my guitar. I brought my acoustic with me.
Oh, okay.
And you stick those. One of those Dean Markley.
Right. And you can plug that into what there?
He's got an amp.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And he was kind of expecting me to bring my guitar with the amp.
You brought your acoustic guitar and flew there?
Yeah.
You trusted the airplane company with the guitar? Like, didn't you see that video online from YouTube there where they're tossing the guitars around?
United Rex Guitars, I think is the name of the...
Hopefully it was Dan from Works Guitar instead.
No, Martin. No, it was my Norman, and it's been there. I've been there 3 times, and I've flown with that guitar there 3 times.
No, that's cool that you bring that, though. That's neat.
Oh, yeah. My New Year's resolution, if I haven't already mentioned on the show, is to play guitar every day.
Mm-hmm.
Got to play. Right. Got to play every day. So I can't do that if I leave the guitar at home, unless I rented one there, which I wasn't about to do.
When you guys sit around a campfire and everything, do you play a lot? Like wherever you are, camping and things like that?
I'd like to
and
try.
And sing?
Yeah. Yep.
And you sing them all?
Yeah.
Wow. That's a nice video and audio recording.
No, you got to be at the campfire. Cool. It's a memory, buddy. Okay. Video, David.
The only memory I have is you at the Easy Mac podcast studio doing Annie Lee. Remember that?
Annie Lee. That's a Grady song. That's The Weight.
The Weight, yeah.
From the band.
Annie Lee.
What about young Ann Lee?
Yeah. And you did that, and that was cool. Minus the campfire, of course.
Well, we can have
speaking of campfire.
Yeah.
Let's talk about some fun things to do around a campfire. Oh, save it for the topic.
There's a good show topic. Things to do around the campfire.
That's right. And we'll get into the news, I guess.
I wanted to ask, do you go camping or did you go camping? Oh, I think
I used to camp a lot.
Right. You had everything,
huge,
right?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. You were like the camper guy. Okay.
Yeah. And
did you play guitar around the campfire?
I'm going to say maybe once I brought a guitar. I don't know anything, so I don't play.
I don't know anything.
No.
I'm the member of 3 different bands and I don't know one song.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
And here we are in the newsroom, looking nice in here. New wallpaper. Awesome.
What happened?
Uh-oh. What happened?
I don't know.
Everything still sounds okay to me here. What happened? Are we still, the show being recorded? Are we still broadcasting? Everything's good?
I'm not really too worried about the broadcast. Is there anybody actually watching? 3 people are actually
thousands.
Watching.
Thousands. You're missing all the zeros on the end there.
Oh, there's 3,000 people. I don't think the Ustream servers can handle that kind of pressure.
Well, the whole thing about us on Ustream now is that we have to put the word out.
Put the word out?
Because, well, we've gone through a few different stations and so forth because of issues and problems and whatnot. And I've really been looking for another radio station. And it's very difficult now to come by...
free radio?
Free streaming server, you know, for hosting radio. And I got really close, hooked up with a company that, with a pretty big station, but they don't do talk radio. And I was actually going to do my music show again on there. Remember, if you remember, it was Brain Gel, actually, which is really cool. I was digging it, but I opted out.
And we're talking... how much per month if you had to pay?
Well, yeah, you have to pay.
No, how much would you have to pay?
You can, the cheapest I think that you can get is probably in the neighborhood of like you're looking at $5 to $10 a month or something, depending on how many listeners. So it's like some kind of a basic web hosting thing. Actually, some you can get that actually have, you know, you can get a hosting package and streaming and all of that. So, but anyway, here in the newsroom, for some women, having breasts removed once they have been diagnosed with cancer doesn't always mean they'll live longer, a new study says. So having a mastectomy?
Yes.
Doesn't mean that it's all good.
It's all good. Tell us what the story is. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, I mean, once they get a mastectomy doesn't mean that they're out of the woods. So researchers said in women with breast cancer who also have genetic mutations that can make them more susceptible to the disease, women appear to live just as long whether they choose treatment that preserves their breast or have a breast removal or mastectomy.
Wow.
So it doesn't always make a difference. And so there are therapies that they can go through with to not have to remove their breasts. So
really?
Yeah.
Therapies.
Yeah.
Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah.
And that's an interesting...
So that's something like, you know, a lot of women are overwhelmed by what's going on and the fact of, you know, removing a breast or just thinking that, you know, this one or both have to go because, you know, whatever. Yeah, just do whatever. But there are other ways and, you know, other things to look at, I guess. So.
Wow. That's interesting news.
There better be other things to look at once those are removed.
Well, most women, I shouldn't say most women, but I think a lot of women who have breast cancer and opt to have them lopped off, usually they're...
lopped off?
Yeah, well...
I don't know.
Taken off?
Yeah, I guess. It just sounds so like...
Sounds like lopped, a tree branch.
Chopped.
Well, I don't know
chop to say them off.
Yeah.
Lopped. Removed, I guess you'd say.
Removes is
in... Mastectomized.
Sure. Usually they're in the later... period in their life, so they're not as
there are no periods up. Later
there are, what?
Well, that's a whole other topic.
Yeah, that's
right, menopausal
menopause
discussal system. What's what have you got in the news there?
Well, are you familiar with the whole Pope and the sex scandal thing?
Oh, am I ever.
Did you
I'll get, never do him again.
Did you?
keep it clean.
Trying to look and keep it clean, sitting there by a little machine, playing bingo all night. Oh, I already did that.
Yes, you do that once in a while.
Okay.
That's okay.
He says so many good words. Keep it clean. No, what's his name? The Pope.
Paul. John.
Benedict.
Arnold.
Pope Arnold.
Schwarzenegger.
Yes. No. Well, I'm trying to think what his real name is. Oh, Ratzinger.
Shh. Got to keep the bird, B-I-R-D, quiet. So, okay, go on.
When Pope John Paul II was in there.
Hey, JP, what's up?
This Ratzinger guy, who is now the Pope, he was in charge of...
Ratzinger is now a Pope?
Rat.
Oh, okay.
Ratzinger.
The Ratzinger. So, Percy, is that his name? He's now the Pope.
Sorry. You could just get right into
that. Where's our...
It's over there. It was going to be our whole broadcast system, but it's totally taken offline.
Save it for the back of the phone.
Anyway, he's the guy who was in charge of handling all the bishops who were had priests that were doing all this nasty stuff.
Lopping.
pedophilic activity by priests.
Wow.
So now he's the Pope.
Mm-hmm.
And there's still new things. There's going to be new things, always new guys always coming out. It just the guys are getting older now.
Yeah.
You know, there's a 40-year-old man said 20 years ago I was, or whatever, 30 years ago I was getting abused. And now it's a 50-year-old man saying I got abused 40 years ago by this certain priest or whatever. I'm not sure why.
Pretty soon everyone in the bishopry is going to be gay. Is that how that's going to work?
No, I'm not so sure about the bishops.
When something happens like that to you, are you gay after? What happens to, I mean, the altar boys and the young people that are abused or whatever? I mean,
do they become gay?
Yeah.
No, that's a silly question. We already had a gay show. And we know that you're gay. You're born gay.
Me?
Born gay.
Exciting and new. Oh, that's Love Boat. Go on.
Yes. Very similar beginning those two songs have, though.
Very similar meaning.
So he's facing much criticism over his handling of it back in the past, and now this guy's the Pope. It's like, how did you let this happen? Anyway, the Pope says he will not be intimidated by petty gossip over sex abuse scandals. I don't think this is ever going to get cleared up until that whole batch of priests that were around in the 30s, well, not the 30s, the 40s and the 50s and even the 60s, until those are all the people they abused and all those priests are gone, I think.
There won't be any popes by then anyway.
Any popes? There's only one pope.
Yeah, but I mean, the life world is changing. That's all, folks. The world's changing and we're going to go to a popeless system at some point, are we not? What happened?
A popeless system?
Did we stop broadcasting?
No, we're broadcasting. I'm chatting on the chat.
Oh, okay, nice.
Chat room.
Okay, great, yeah. You got to wear a bunch of hats over there, don't you?
I'm wearing hats. Mm-hmm. You got a story?
As far as the story is concerned, I don't. And more news with Lippo?
Holy moly, guacamole. Last night, did you turn your lights off for an hour?
Not for an hour, but we did.
At 8:30?
I followed Lana around, and I was turning them back on.
Nice.
She was yelling and screaming at me.
I love that.
I'm trying to make food. I'm trying to watch TV. I'm trying to do this, trying to do that. And I said, don't go behind the TV and try and turn off the lights that are pointing on the guitars on the wall, because you're going to ruin something. And sure enough, she did. I have no sound from my Apple TV anymore, and I couldn't even figure it out over 2 days yet.
It's worth it, though. It's Earth Hour.
Yeah. Okay.
Give it up for Earth,
yeah,
brother.
Give it up for Earth. Where's my applause thing? Here we go. Thank you very much.
Earth Hour. Yesterday was they wanted in your local time zone to turn the lights off. Turn the lights
at
off.
8 till 9, wasn't it?
8:30 till 9:30.
8:30 till 9, okay.
Don't ask me why they picked a 30, but...
The big 30.
Big JD's 30. But I didn't find out till yesterday that... Oh, it was in recognition of climate change.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Yeah, that's what
I would have cranked everything on.
Exactly. That's what I said.
Ridiculous.
I thought.
And I would have crank called Al Gore.
Well, you should be doing that on a daily basis anyway.
Well, yeah. Who says I don't?
And well,
no, we have some views on climate change. And I mean, things are coming out now that it's all a bunch of hogwash anyway.
Climate gate. Do a Google search for climate gate.
There you go.
And it'll show
you. Put one in front of your house.
Put what in front of your
house? A climate gate.
To the gate, so to the gate,
control
to
the climate gate. Like the government may be doing.
Well, that's the whole thing. It's all about cap and trade, which is a big banking system, which will help some other companies make some money selling, what do they call them?
Marijuana.
Carbon credits.
Cigarettes. Okay, so we move into today's topic on the Jabbercast, and
we move into it?
Yeah, we're going to slide right into it, like the fun slide, like those things that you put on your lawn, and you blow water onto them there so you can slide down it. Fun slide, is that what that's called?
No.
Water slide?
It was a certain slide.
Pretty neat,
slide.
Though. I like all those water things, you know, the ones that, there's a thing that just, like, it's like a hose that wiggles around in the air, shooting water up for the kids.
Right. Does Fred Flintstone in the chat room know what the slide thing was called?
I don't know.
He's going to let
us find out. Fred?
I have a feeling I know who Fred is.
Hey, Fred.
So this week's topic.
This week's topic is
Marahoochee.
It's the pot show. Marahoochee. And we'll get into some of that terminology.
I love terminology.
Yeah. This is the happiness show. Well, no, it's not, but it's the same thing. That's next week. It's the pot show. And no, it's not about, it's not a gardening show. Not entirely.
It's not.
Partially. So.
It's not a show about cooking either.
Well, who's to say it's not?
Oh, that's true.
You know.
I'm just thinking pots and pans and stuff.
Well, you got half it right there. Cannabis, also known as marijuana. Mm-hmm. Ganja. Hemp, among many other names, refers to any number of preparations of the cannabis plant intended for use as a psychoactive drug. And the most common form of cannabis used as a drug is the dried herbal form.
Yep. And it's it grows almost everywhere. It can
right in your backyard.
It can be grown in most backyards in North America. Well, you don't even have a backyard, so.
No, I don't.
And you don't smoke pot.
I do not.
You take in no... you take ganja. Not ganja. Shaga. See how they're almost... They sound the same.
That's right.
Shaga and ganja.
I'm stoned on shaga. Shaga is an incredible thing on its own, and I think that warrants a show at some point. Honestly, shaga is incredible.
The shaga show, the shaga show, the shaga show.
Shaga, 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 shaga. C-H-A-G-A. You can go to myshaga.com/oppen, O-P-P-E-N, and check out shaga. It's incredible. But anyway, this is the cannabis show, the pot show. And let's talk about some of that terminology, actually. I'm sure most everyone is familiar with the pot, marijuana, what it is. A lot of parents may not understand it exactly, although their kids are smoking it. I just want to let you know that your kids are smoking pot. So
I think
let all the parents know that right off the bat.
Well, I think a lot of... parents may be in somewhat of a denial, but I think more kids now are at least trying it once.
Yeah, and is there anything wrong with that, do you think? Trying it? Experimenting, maybe?
Or
to what degree?
I think it's wrong as much as trying a beer is wrong.
Yeah, or a cigarette.
Or a cigarette.
Or a cigar, the one that my father made me smoke a whole cigar when I was 12 years old, and I probably my reason for never smoking.
Well, why did he do that to you?
Well, because I wanted to... smoke his cigar. I wanted to puff of it. He got really mad.
No doubt.
When I wanted just to try it.
He
made me smoke that thing.
You're never going to be as bad as me. One of those deals?
I don't remember all the conversation, but I know I had to smoke a cigar and I hated it.
No doubt. I remember getting sick on cigars too. It was bad.
I don't mind sucking on the wine tip of the little guys.
You're getting me all excited over here. Reference to the hemp plant. Cannabis appears as early as 2700 BC in Chinese manuscripts. So the Chinese were smoking over 5,000 years ago, almost 5,000 years ago. European explorers arriving into the New World first observed the plant in 1545. It was considered to be such a useful crop that early Jamestown settlers in 1607 began its cultivation, and later, listen to this, later in Virginia, farmers were fined for not growing hemp. If you were a farmer and you didn't portion out some of your plot with hemp, you got charged.
I know that.
A fee. That's kind of far from what it is now. In 1617, it was introduced into England. So it came from the New World, went into the civilized world. And from the 17th to the mid-20th century, marijuana was considered a household drug useful for treating such maladies as headaches, menstrual cramps, and toothaches. From 1913 to 1938, a stronger variety of the marijuana plant was cultivated by American drug companies for use in their drug products. Nice.
See, that would have been a good song.
That's another good song. Yes, I was thinking of it.
Do you want to carry on with some definition, or you want to go into maybe some slang terms?
Can I just give a little bit more history?
Absolutely. Great for the parents.
Great for the parents. Why do parents... What about parents? I'm not sure what that means.
Parent listeners possibly to become more educated in the field of...
I think the kids want to be educated more than
the cannabis field.
Prior to 1910, the growth and trade of marijuana and hashish, because hash was a big thing, it was a good way to take it in, was fairly limited. So it was very niche-y, I guess.
One buzz over the other?
It's the same buzz.
Well, you think so?
Hash and weed, I think it's the same buzz, yeah.
Mm.
Yep. It's the same thing,
I guess, but different format. I think I think there's a difference.
Difference in the buzz?
I'd say a fairly big difference. Maybe not so much in the buzz, but in the strength.
Well, that's the whole thing. Hashish is made from just from the, basically the crystals that are on the plant. And depending on how they pack it together, some people add alcohol, some people use other different things to and it's basically a
brownies.
It's a basic concentrate. Brownies are made with something else, but we'll get into how brownies are made later on. However, the conclusion of the Mexican Revolution, which is another good place where they grow marijuana, trafficking of the drug opened up, making growth and transport of the drug easier and more profitable. It started to become a business at the beginning of the 20th century. The
business, not that it isn't now, but go on.
No, I'm saying that's when it began to be a right. real business. Mm-hmm. Maybe 50 years before that, the opium business out in East Asia was a huge business. It's where the European banks made most of their money. But anyway, that's another topic. The business expanded to reach the ports of New Orleans, where it was sold on the black market, along with other strains of the plant, to sailors passing through, as well as local residents. It wasn't long before the trend of marijuana use began to overshadow the historic applications of cannabis as a medicine. So mm-hmm. it became more recreational, like booze or whatever. Right. The drug soon became popular, especially at stronger derivatives like hashish, like we said, charish, ganja, and bhang. That's bhang. Among musicians, of course, those New Orleans musicians got to have their bhang, mm-hmm. Who maintained that smoking marijuana gave them the inspiration they needed to play their music. These musicians glamorized the use of marijuana. And just recently, I listened to history of blues podcast, which you can find at the Delta Blues Museum website, and the last issue was Dopehead Blues. So a lot of songs they played on that podcast was pot related. Continue.
Hey folks, Big JD here. Just wanted to let you know about my Big 30. Incorporating the Jeff and Lana Show, the Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show, and my You Talking to Me interview show in a 1 30-minute podcast. 10 minutes with Lana, a 10-minute interview with a new guest every week, and 10 minutes of tunes. You get it all on the Big 30. It's fast, it's a blast, and it's come to pass. Big JD's Big 30. Subscribe free on iTunes or from www.myspace.com/BigJD's Big 30.
It's Big JD's grandma.
And Big JD's mom.
And Big JD. It's time for the Jabbercast.
You're listening to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lipple. Visit thejabbercast.com.
Let's talk a little bit about the slang terms used for pot, marijuana, smoking, possibly paraphernalia.
All right.
Bazooka.
Yes, that's a big honking doobie.
What it says here, where I'm looking at some different thing, definitions and stuff for bazooka, and that's what I would say too. It says coca paste in marijuana.
Coca paste.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That sounds tasty.
So I don't know there. You mentioned ganja, which is just another slang for marijuana. We can talk about things like shotgun.
Shotgun mama.
Tell me, do you wanna? What's a shotgun?
Shotgun is when you're really friendly with the people you're smoking your pot with, and you want to force the smoke into their mouth by you taking the lit end of the marijuana cigarette and putting that in your mouth. Watch out, don't burn your tongue. And you start blowing and the smoke comes out of the end of the
very powerfully.
Yeah. And then someone just takes that from you.
And then you can step that up by starting in a crouched position and doing it as you're standing up.
That was, there was a name for that too. That was,
the elevator. I don't know.
Yeah. That's something like that. And a lot of times you would hyperventilate doing that.
Yeah. I think that's all part of the buzz.
So, and then oftentimes I've seen a couple people, do that and then they would proceed to fall on the ground
and yeah.
be out of it for a few moments.
Some people refer to marijuana as herb.
It is a herb.
That's right.
And we're
but I mean, as a slang term, you want to smoke some herb, as opposed to saying marijuana or its real terminology, cannabis maybe.
Right. No one
hemp
says that.
Is something a little different, right?
Yeah.
Hemp is what's used from the plants to derive some other goods.
I'm not sure how hemp, I want to say the whole plant, all plants that have, you know, the marijuana looking leaf to it. I want to say all those plants are hemp. Mm-hmm. There's a strain of the hemp plant that is cannabis, and then there's the kind that isn't.
So there's some marijuana plants that have leaves that you could dry out and smoke and not get a buzz from?
Yeah, that's the industrial version of hemp, and it's been grown in this area here, the Southern Ontario area, for just that purpose. So you can make whatever. You can make clothes. You can make garden right. hoses. You can make placemats. You can make furniture. There's tons of stuff you can do with hemp.
Let's talk about paraphernalia.
All right.
Like the roach clip?
Yes.
I had the coolest bullet that hung on a chain that mm-hmm. you pull apart and was a roach clip.
Well, what kind of roach clip was it?
Sweetest thing ever.
It was like a... had a little slider thing on it?
I don't think, if I recall correctly, I don't think it had the slider. You would actually
have to hold it.
Yeah. Mm. If I recall correctly, but maybe it did have the little ring so that you could push it up and have it stay, but so I don't remember.
You had the bullet, but you didn't actually smoke it. You just had it for other people to use. Is that what it was?
Oh, you don't know?
No, I don't know.
Well, we've talked about this before, haven't we?
I thought I knew your history of drug use. Is this when you're actually experimenting with drugs when you're like a young teenage buck?
No, yeah, I had my share of it all.
Sure.
There was most wasn't much that I didn't try.
Okay.
But yeah, I, you know.
No, I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's tell the folks.
Well, of course, all through high school and everything.
Oh, through your whole high school career?
Oh, yeah. At some point, I stopped, and it was because of music. It was actually when I turned 20. That's when I stopped everything. Never had a drink since or smoked a joint since then.
Oh, 20. Okay, so.
But yeah, I was like all into that. Of course. Okay. Loved it. What a great recreational pastime.
See, and you just dropped it because you
dropped
just...
Dropped it, yeah. Cold turkey.
You thought it affected your musical...
Yeah, I just was very serious about music, and I was like, I'm not doing this anymore. Because it was more of a, you know, seemed like not so much got done, or you just, you know what I mean? Like, oh, wow, that chord? Okay, yeah, wow. You know? And so now... the playing never changed, but hey, maybe I should keep getting in it now. So anyway, yeah, I quit at some point and just cold turkey.
Sure.
I remember my last day. Yeah.
Like, I remember my last day.
I do remember my last day.
Did you just give her?
Oh, I did. Yeah. Huge. A lot more than pot too. So.
And so the next day you felt like, I'm glad I don't do that anymore.
No. Loved it all the time. I did it. But I just stopped for that reason. I didn't. If I didn't do that or wasn't doing that, I would still do it because I thought it was awesome. It was a lot of fun. It was cool. I really dug it. And let's go to a little interview here with Mr. Anonymous on pot.
All right. Talking to Mr. Anonymous today, who is an avid marijuana user about marijuana. So you smoke pot. How often do you use it?
Oh, once a week.
Would you say it's something that you... You know, some people refer to it as something they use, and some say they smoke. Would you say it's a... Would you refer to someone as a marijuana user or a marijuana smoker, just as, like, a cigarette thing, a smoker?
I don't try.
You wouldn't call somebody a tobacco user, right?
No. Yeah, no.
But a marijuana is a drug, I guess, so would you...
Smoke. Refer? A smoker. Yeah. He's a smoker.
How often do you smoke marijuana?
Well, once a week.
Yeah?
Maybe once a week, yeah.
How much at one time would you consume...
Depends how many friends are available that will have it.
And how is the pot around the area these days?
What do you mean?
Is it good?
Potency?
Yeah.
It's good. Yeah, you can get good stuff.
Good marijuana?
I think it's good.
So do you buy them pre-rolled or do you buy it by a bag of some kind?
No, not pre-rolled.
No?
No. Just.
So how much would you get at a time? A gram?
1,000 pounds.
5 grams?
Kilos. No, yeah, tiny amounts.
Yeah?
Very tiny, yeah. I don't...
Would you save money buying more at one time?
save money by buying more?
Yeah.
Not really.
At a time?
Not really.
Like if you bought a pound, like would it be a lot less money?
No, it's like cigarettes. You get five extra cigarettes in a large pack, but you pay the $1.50 for the extra cigarettes. Okay. You're paying for each cigarette.
And how's the buzz? The buzz is still as good as it was? How long have you been smoking for?
I enjoy the buzz. I enjoy it, and then...
Does it relax you? Yeah, does it make you giddy?
There's a lot of different things. Depends. And the mood depends with the kind that you're smoking. It depends who you're smoking with. So the people that are mellow and relaxed.
What your surroundings are, I suppose.
Yeah.
What's your favorite pastime while smoking pot?
Favorite pastime?
Ooh. Yeah. Like, do you like to smoke pot while you're watching TV?
Go for a walk.
Or do you
go for a walk, move around, do something, go for a car ride, do something. Yeah, move around. Don't like to stay in one
spot. So you like the moving picture while you're smoking?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Out the windshield
see what all the straight people are doing.
Oh, yeah, okay. Are there straight people?
No. They just will admit it or they won't admit it.
How long have you been smoking for?
Long time.
Years and years.
Yeah, years.
So say
on and off.
30 years or something.
No, not 40, quite that long, yeah.
50.
Quite a while, though.
Is the buzz the same now as it was back when you started?
Yeah. I would say, yeah. Maybe not doesn't last as long, but it's the same.
Is the
intensity.
Is the actual drug as good now as it used to be? Or?
Yeah, better.
Better,
it's,
yeah.
As good or better, yeah.
Do you find sometimes that you have to settle for something that's not as good?
Once in a while, very once in a while.
Yeah.
Hardly ever. Usually people...
Would you always get it from the same person?
People tell you it's going to be really good or it's all right or you know what I mean, so...
Would it be always from the same person usually that you get it or...
No. No? Not at all. No. Usually there's a lot of people that...
And do the same people that you would buy it from always have the same pot, the same weed, or is it always different too?
Most of the time it's different.
Yeah? Yeah, where does it come from?
They don't know when they're getting it either.
Does it come from Colombia?
I don't know where it comes from.
Nobody knows.
Apparently it's just homegrown.
It's just there.
They're busting a lot of basement homegrown. Yeah.
How is the homegrown stuff? Smoke much of the homegrown?
I don't know.
You don't smoke
I don't know if it's homegrown. I really don't. Okay. I really wouldn't know.
What did you tell usually by the color if it's more green?
Yeah, you can tell right away if it's
local or
if it's not good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you won't feel any effects.
Do you do anything with the seeds or the actual stems?
No.
You just toss it out?
Yeah.
And do you, how do you roll? Do you roll on an album cover?
Yeah.
Still?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, always.
And what's your album cover
or
choice?
Or album cover?
Any particular album that you actually use?
Led Zeppelin.
Is it?
Yeah, no, what's the name of the album? The double one, Physical Graffiti.
Is that what you use?
Yeah.
You open it up and do
CD
it?
CD case. No, just the top of the CD case.
Oh, is it a CD case now? Okay, we've advanced from record album rolling to CD.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And
whereabouts would you hide your stash?
Oh, right.
Do you actually hide
it? Right underneath the front lawn.
Do you actually, is it something you actually hide or you keep out in the open or does it matter if it's...
I don't usually have them much, so I don't usually have to hide it. I usually just roll it and smoke it.
Do you know
it.
Anything about the laws of having marijuana?
No. Why, am I busted?
Yep. Yeah, an amount for personal consumption. Is there any legalities with that? Or?
Oh, I don't know.
Is $10 cash to the officer? How's that work?
I don't know. If you have $10 or a gram on you, I don't think they're going to really care.
Have you ever been stopped with having pot
never.
On you?
No.
And wish that
never.
You...
I got stopped once at the river. We were rolling hash, little hash... snakes like and we were going to roll them up and the cop came around the corner but my buddies notified me that the cops were coming so I threw it all in the cigarette pack and put the other tinfoil under and hit it and he looked in there with a flashlight and looked in the cigarette pack.
That was that night I guess then.
Yeah it was that night and that was the only time I ever came close to anything like that happening because usually my friends are quiet we're all quiet we just smoke it's like drinking we like to drink instead of drinking we smoke and they don't drink and I don't drink and we just smoke.
Well, that's cool. I appreciate you sharing your information. You heard from Mr. Anonymous there on pot smoking. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Need a fix for some cool music? Check out Mike LaPlante's Border City Radio podcast. Visit www.bordercityradio.com or search Border City Radio at the iTunes Store.
Hey, this is Jeff Oppen from Wicked Angel, Canada's power metal trio. By now, you're probably aware that we recently released a CD, the Remastered Collection 2009. It's a compilation of past tracks, remastered, including a brand new song, New World Rising. It's available in hard copy and MP3 download at many fine online music retailers, including CDNRecords.com, Amazon.com, the iTunes Store, and CDBaby.com. Pick up a copy and crank it up.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
Lippo, you want to set us up?
With a couple of hits on this bong? That was a great interview. I love that. Whoever Mr. Anonymous is, you and him got to get a podcast going.
Oh, yeah? Good chemistry going on?
You guys got a good chemistry. Like, you just abuse him to know, and he takes it, whoever that is. I kind of have a good idea who it is, but anyway. This week's Sunday Morning Music Mayhem from the movie Up in Smoke, Cheech and Chong's Up in Smoke. Great. This is the title track, Up in Smoke.
Up in smoke, that's where my money goes. In my lungs, and sometimes up my nose. When troubled times begin to bother me, I take a toke and all my cares go up in smoke.
Up in smoke, donde todo es libre. There are no signs que dicen no fume. So I roll un bomber y me doy un buen toque. Y después I choke y todos mis cares go up in smoke.
Come on, let's go get high.
Up in smoke, that's where I wanna be. Cause when I'm high, the world's low, don't bother me. When life begins to be one long and dangerous road, I take a toke and all my cares go up in smoke. I take a toke and all my cares go up in smoke.
Hey, this is Big JD from Jeffrey David's Blues Connection. Just wanted to make sure you know that our double-length debut CD is available now at most online music retailers, including Amazon.com, CDBaby.com, and the iTunes Store. It's some of the heaviest blues you'll find anywhere. It's available for digital download, so download a copy today and crank it up!
You say you wanna leave.
This is Big JD's grandma, and you're listening to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo.
So we're talking about cannabis today, marijuana, pot. This is the Pot Show on the Jabbercast, www.thejabbercast.com. And you can email us at hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. And you cannot send us an audio message by... Sure. Using the old My Chico widget.
Right, you can't do that. But you could still.
Through email, sure. Hear me out at thejabbercast.com. Record us a message. You know how easy it is now to record a message on your computer?
Well, it depends what kind of computer you have.
Yeah, well, if you don't know how or you can't, then you shouldn't be using one.
Oh, that's not nice.
Let's talk about medicinal purposes and pain relief.
Well, I want first.
Oh, whoa.
Back to the music first.
Oh, yeah, okay, sure.
You just did a spot for the Big JD thing.
I did? Okay.
Or no, it was the Big Jeffrey 30? David's Blues Connection.
Oh, right. Okay. The band thing, yeah.
and you are trying to get to be on the bill with a bunch of other awesome guitar players at the
right.
crossroads.
Eric Clapton, Jeff Beck, B.B. King, Buddy Guy, Joe Bonamassa. Yeah.
So if I want you to be able to do that, we can vote for Jeff
Davis.
Yeah,
you can go to Play Crossroads. I think it's playcrossroads.com/Jeffrey David's Blues Connection.
There's a company that's doing it.
It's sponsored by Ernie Ball.
Ernie Ball. So if you go to Ernie Ball's website, there's a thing.
Yeah,
on there.
Or if you go to the Crossroads Festival or search it in Google, you'll find information on the Crossroads Festival, which is put on by Eric Clapton, and this is going to be in Chicago in June. And Ernie Ball is supporting a contest to find a band to play Crossroads, an unsigned band.
So, awesome. Yeah, yeah. So if you get the chance. And you like the Jeffrey David's Blues Connection, go to that site and vote for Big JD to be playing with Eric Clapton. Because then I can be his guitar tech and I can get behind the stage at the Crossroads Music Festival in Chicago.
You can be our drummer if you want to. Do you know how to play drums?
I do not know how to play
drums.
Okay,
that's unfortunate because...
unfortunate.
Yeah, well, we don't have a drummer for the show. So actually we do. We're using somebody else for the show because my drummer can't cross the border.
Because he got caught with pot.
Hey!
Go!
Whoa! I was just looking for the that link again, but I can't seem to find it. But anyway, yeah, not set up or ready for that. Medicinal marijuana, pain relief. Can we talk a little bit about that? Researchers, marijuana aids nerve pain relief. Let's say that. Researchers map spine's response to cannabis for pain relief when morphine fails. I think to myself, how can morphine fail anything or anyone? That's the most pleasant thing I've ever had. But where morphine fails, marijuana may work. And that's the major finding of British research into the pain caused by nerve injuries, a pain known to be somewhat resistant to morphine and similar drugs that are the gold standard for treating just about any other kind of serious pain.
It's morphine, the gold standard.
That's good.
That's crazy. So the thing that's in cannabis, the cannabinoids,
cannabinoids, I like that.
They can affect...
Mine are killing me.
No, your nerve endings are killing you. Yeah, okay. So they can help those types of ailments. They also help cancer patients who are undergoing radiation chemotherapy. Oftentimes nausea is a problem, and they will also be administered cannabis, and they can gain their appetite back. And when you're gaining your appetite back, you can eat and your body can rejuvenate itself and alter the effects of the negative side effects of taking the radiation and the chemotherapy treatment. And I know, do you want to go somewhere else with this medicinal?
Well, actually, I did have a chance to talk to somebody, Brian. He's an organic farmer and caregiver.
Oh, he's a caregiver.
Yeah. So I had a chance to talk to him about organic and hydroponic cannabis, and also it's some of the legal designation as it pertains to Michigan and a little bit about some other states, if you want to go there.
Let's go there.
All right, I'd like to welcome organic farmer and caregiver Brian to the Jabbercast.
Thank you, Jaden. Pleasure to be here.
We're going to talk about cannabis. We're going to talk about some legislation behind medicinal cannabis and how organics and hydroponics fits into this. So let's begin maybe talking a little bit about the science behind this.
Absolutely. Well, as it relates to the science of cannabis and organics, and more specifically hydroponics and organics, it's really been within the last 5 to 7 years that the science has come full circle, and now we are actually seeing full lines of organic nutrients that are used in hydroponic growing actually on the market, and more importantly starting to see yields with the organic products that are comparable with, you know, the commercially viable products that were available even just 2 and 3 years ago. So that's one of the big things that's happened as it relates to science. The other thing around plant science, we're learning so much more that, you know, the things that have been being applied to field crops and being applied to your commercial vegetables and produce, we're now able to take that science and apply it to the cannabis production. And it's really exciting to see what's happening.
Can you tell me a little bit of the difference between maybe the growing of it in this particular way that you're kind of discussing as far as organic or hydroponically grown as opposed to any other way?
Certainly. Well, we focus primarily on organics for several reasons. The cannabis that we produce is being used as a medicine. So we want to ensure that, for one, I'm a patient as well. So whatever I put in my body or whatever I give to the patients that I work with, I want to ensure is the utmost quality. And so that's why we've really leaned heavily towards organics. And initially, we're only doing soil cultivation. And then as the organic hydroponics were more of a viable option, also turning to that. The reason, like I said before, that's so crucial is when you're using a plant compound, it's just like the pills that you take that your doctor prescribes. You wouldn't want any of that to be less than a premium ingredient that goes into that. And we take that same concept and are applying it to this. We wouldn't ever put anything on a plant that we wouldn't eat ourselves. And the difference that that makes is a much cleaner product, for one. Don't have any of the chemicals, you don't have any of the pesticides. And especially when you get into, some people don't smoke cannabis at all. They only use tinctures or edibles or something of that nature. But when you get into the smoking of cannabis specifically, those chemicals that are used during the growing process, if they're not completely flushed, those are going to be vaporized. You're going to be inhaling those. And so that's something we recommend highly against and teach against as far as the people that we work with, as far as helping them get started growing, helping them get started as caregivers. Did I answer your question, Big JD?
Yeah, you brought something else up there as far as edibles. Yeah. When you talk about edibles, are you referring still to cannabis in some way?
Absolutely. In fact, of the patients that I work with, only about 20% of them actually smoke it. Some people, because of the condition they have, can't smoke it, or they have very sensitive respiratory systems. So cannabis can be processed into beverages, it can be processed into edibles, it can even be processed into capsules, and relatively simply.
And the effects are still basically the same? Or?
And actually, the effects can be more so when it's done edibly. Wow. Usually the only difference is the reaction time of your body. And as with anything, everyone's different. So how someone reacts to smoking cannabis could be completely different to how someone reacts to eating it. But yes, people derive extreme benefit from the eating and even drinking of cannabis products.
That's really interesting. And something that I'm kind of under the assumption of, that something that's government controlled, as far as like legislation is concerned, for places to actually grow this, is there anything like requirements by the government that it's manipulated or changed in any way that maybe doesn't make it as potent as something that you would find elsewhere, like on the street or whatnot? Or is it the same kind of thing? Is it better?
My personal experience is anything that you grow and tend to yourself is going to be a much higher quality than what you get in the store, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, if you were to have a garden and grow a tomato, more than likely that tomato in your garden is going to taste better and actually be more nutritious than what you get off the grocery shelf.
Right.
And it's very similar with cannabis. Genetics play a big part, and I don't want to undermine that at all, but in the same breath, just as if you take exceptional care of a particular plant, that plant is going to yield you a considerable amount of fruit or a high quality of fruit if it's cared for properly. And the cannabis plant is no different. So in answer to your question, I actually think you're able to produce a, again, much cleaner product, but in the end a much more potent product in doing it on your own as opposed to what has been being done for a considerable period of time.
Right, okay.
And the quality that I've seen is, like I said, much higher when you're producing on your own, when you're able to make sure all those checks and balances are taken care of.
Let's move on to some of the legislation as it pertains to laws. You're in Michigan, so let's talk about how they pertain to Michigan and how they differ from other states, possibly.
One of the things that's made the Michigan law very interesting is that it allows for the saving of seeds and stocks whereas the majority of the rest of the states in the United States that have allowed cannabis production do not allow for that. Okay. Now, most people think that the insignificant because you don't have typically a very high THC quality or quantity in the stocks, and there's no THC quantity in the seeds. But it actually opens up two doors in the technology industry. You know, as most of us or your listeners on this podcast probably know, is that this is a highly underutilized plant from a medical standpoint, from a textile standpoint, and even from a food source standpoint. Cannabis seed has, I don't remember the exact amount, but more protein per volume than the majority of other plants that exist. So, you know, there's even been a lot of research that's been being done into producing some of the TVPs or textured vegetable proteins out of a hemp-based plant as opposed to the other vegetables and starches that are being used now. But what the law here opens it up for is actually being able to take this product and research it for these other uses. And that's actually one of the things that we're doing now is partnering with other caregivers to start compiling these materials and then make sure they're getting into the hands of the proper researchers that are out there that can do that work.
Okay, now you mentioned materials for other uses. Are we talking medicinal use or something different altogether now?
It actually can be both. There was actually a period of time in this country where hemp, a sister plant of the cannabis product, was actually mandated if you owned land that you grow a certain percentage as that product so that it can be used for rope fiber, for textile fiber. You know, that's just one of the many facets that it can be used for. You know, fuel is another, you know, the biofuels industry, the seed oils that come from it, et cetera. These are, as it pertains to the cannabis plant, something that is very unexplored because of the restrictions that have been on this plant for so long.
Lastly, what I'd like to talk to you about is the stems and the seeds. Are those things that get used, again, in a medicinal purpose, or is that something that is used for other things as well, or both again?
The stems, hypothetically, could be. There is still a small THC content in the stems. They could be soaked to be extracted, but you wouldn't gain much value medicinally out of that. The seeds, on the other hand, could be used, obviously, to grow more plants.
Right.
That would be the two areas that I could see there being a secondary use beyond research.
Great stuff. Well, I really appreciate you being on the show, taking the time to talk to us about this, and wish you the best in what you do as an organic farmer and caregiver. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Big JD. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks, Brian.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and stringing cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
Okay, Lippo, what have you got for us this week in Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo?
I love the quickness at which you want to hand that off to me.
Wasn't there something last week that you wanted to talk about this week, or you were saving it for, you know, it was something. I can't remember what it was, but
well,
it was
yeah,
something.
Don't tell me that, because then I just feel like, oh, geez, I should have had this. I thought you wanted to talk about my my stand.
Yeah, I almost went berserk because I've seen so many. I thought that there was still an iPod in that stand, and then an iPod over here, classic, and then an iPod sitting over here, and I was going to... I almost slipped a disc. Oh, wait, I did slip a disc.
He slipped his disco.
Yeah, let's talk about that thing.
That is the
gooseneck.
The Naja King is what that's called. It's mm-hmm. a gooseneck stand for your iPod Touch or your iPhone. And what that does is it allows you to put your iPod Touch or your iPhone almost anywhere. You can hang it from something, or you can coil it up like it is right now in our in the studio here, and there's a like a cradle that goes on the end of this gooseneck, and it holds your iPod Touch or your iPhone in the cradle, and the cradle has bendable arms. You have to really crank them to make it fit if you have like a case on your iPod or iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that, and that comes from a company,
but it will fit. Even if you got something bigger on there, what you can...
Yeah, you can bend out the things and, right. and make it fit custom, mm-hmm. however you want to use that. And it's from a company called ThoughtOut.biz. That's the .biz top-level domain name, which are going for $100.
Oh, is that how much those are?
No.
Okay. We were talking earlier about the .TV things being $40 or whatever.
I don't believe that. That just seems crazy amount.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, it's, I don't think just anybody could have bought those at until recent.
.TV?
Yeah.
Oh, they've been around for a while.
Yeah, I know it's been around, but I'm not sure that anybody could buy it. I want to buy a .gov, but that's besides the point. So how much is that?
That was $30.
$30? Okay. Yeah. Pretty cool.
Thoughtout.biz.
Nice stuff. Let's go and slide on into the Jabber quote.
This week's Jabber Quote brought to you by Steve and Larry, fine purveyors of the Toke Master Pipe. Yes, you can get your Toke Master Pipe at Steve and Larry's in the corner of Wabash and Strabane in beautiful Burbank, California.
Pick up your, what is it, Toke Master?
Toke Master.
Nice, Toke Master 2000.
I should have put the 2000.
Yeah, something.
Dang, darn
model,
it all.
Model number.
Now, when you think of...
Ironco.
There's certain people who you think of when you think of advocates of marijuana.
Yeah, Cheech and Chong.
Cheech and Chong is one of them. Tommy Chong in particular.
Yeah.
Who else?
Boy, oh boy. I don't know.
No way.
Nothing's coming to mind that fast. No. Well, Dimebag Daryl. He's no longer with us. May he rest in peace.
That's right.
Says.
And there's another person who this quote is by who's also not with us anymore.
And who's that?
He's a Jamaican fellow.
Oh, yeah, right. Bob Marley.
Bob Marley, of course.
He's Jamaican, man.
And he had a couple good quotes. I'll tell you the other one, but the main one here is, herb is the healing of a nation. Alcohol is the destruction.
Very good.
So, Bob, he was a pretty spiritual person.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't shy to talk about his spirituality and what he thought. And he actually changed his religion, just before he passed away. I think it had something to do with his sickness. But anyway, so what does that mean? Herb is the healing of a nation. Alcohol is the destruction. How is herb the healing of a nation?
Well, it can bring people together. It's social aspect. Of course, alcohol has those capabilities as well. But marijuana tends to have a more calming effect, relaxation. Everybody take a downer. Whereas people who drink alcohol, get drunk, do crazy things, stupid things, and...
There's so many bad side effects of alcohol, from...
Yeah, and they're not necessarily mental side effects. A lot of physical side effects.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. That's side effects on society.
Yeah, sure.
The whole deal, whereas he felt that if you smoke the herb, that it opens you up spiritually in your mind, and it also has a good social aspect, so we can all get together, stand around in a circle, share something, there was nothing really evil or mean or unknown about it. Like you if you sit around with six, seven guys and you start drinking and watching a football game, by the end of the football game, if everybody has had enough to drink that it's made them catch a buzz, you're going to get one or two of those guys who are going to be louder and more boisterous and more aggressive.
Right.
Then maybe somebody else. And then there's going to be the guy who's got his head on the table and he's not feeling good. And then there's Joe over here.
A guy hugging a toilet bowl somewhere.
Exactly.
Another guy with his face in the chili bowl.
Exactly. So there's so much negativeness that can come from alcohol. But yeah, you can go to the liquor store right now and go buy as much of it as you want. Whereas he felt that herb was, or marijuana was something that didn't have any of that. Like, seven guys could hang out and...
To kind of sum this up, it seems that marijuana is maybe mind-altering, but alcohol can be personality-altering. You know what I mean? Which makes a big difference. So
the other one,
when you fall into yourself smoking pot with alcohol, you fall out of yourself.
Right, and exactly.
He
said, Bob also said, I wish I could have a good Jamaican accent. When you smoke the herb, it reveals you to yourself.
When you smoke the herb, man.
See, I always end up, when I try to be Jamaican, I sound a little bit Indian too.
Oh, okay. That would be like this.
Yes. But Jamaican, I
but then we that would be the Curdy show. I think that would be the Curdy show.
The Curdy
and we'd show. Be tapping that again, would we not?
We went to before on our way to West, we stayed in London the night because our flight was really early. Mm-hmm. And we stayed at this hotel called the Knights Inn, and it was a motel.
Mm-hmm.
The Knights Inn tend to be a little on the budget side, which right. is all we wanted was a place to crash.
Sure.
But this place was such a dump. But anyway, the dude behind the counter, he tried to speak English, and it was a joke. I could not understand what the man was saying to me.
Yeah.
And he spoke with an extreme Pakistani Indian accent. Anyway.
So, first of all, I'd like to thank Mr. Anonymous for being on the show, as well Caregiver Brian for being on the show with mm-hmm. some great information in that interview. And next week on the show, it's the Happiness Show. Is that part two of this show, or how's that work?
This show could easily have a part two because there's lots of stuff I want to talk about that I didn't get to talk about. But anyway.
Next week, April 4th, Happiness. Is a warm gun, or is it money?
It's the name of the cat.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, okay. Can you really buy happiness? And what does it mean to you to be happy? And hopefully some of our listeners will let us know and send us some audio messages. We'll play them on the show. So there you have that. And we thank everybody for listening to the show this week.
And joining us in the chat room on Ustream. Thanks, Fred Flintstone and everybody else who was joining in on the stream this week. Tell your friends about the stream and let them know they can listen live Sunday mornings at 11 o'clock or thereabouts.
And we'll put a chat room right under the player on the website. So all you need to do is go to www.thejabbercast.com. You can play the show Sunday mornings at 11 and chat with us online live.
Thanks for listening.
Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.